Last month, we told you about the RPM Challenge, a challenge to make an album in a month. 10 songs or 35 minutes of material to be recorded over the month of February. Well, it's March. The challenge is over. There's no judging or winners, just the pure satisfaction of making an album in a month. Here's a small sampling of the CDs turned into the folks at RPM headquarters in New Hampshire. This from a trio out of Brooklyn who call themselves Brooknology.
And when you see E. Kane and Brooknology, I want the crowd to scream, oh yeah.
Now a song from overseas. This is Monopoly in Amsterdam, who calls himself just a bloke in a room with some instruments and a computer.
I got a place in Amsterdam where you can stay.
Here's The Forever Machine, that 17-year-old Jonathan Weiss from Voorhees, New Jersey.
The sounds grasping my attention. The walk down the waterways.
And not to be outdone, Max and Jake Grazier, get this, ages 8 and 10, of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They call themselves the Poo Poo Platters. Those are just some of the many, many submissions sent in to Dave Karlotsky, who organized the RPM Challenge. And Dave, how many did you get?
Well, we're still counting, but according to the website, there are 575 CDs on their way to us from around the world.
You know, I remember when we talked, just when the challenge started, people had been writing entries on their blogs saying, I'm exhausted, I stayed up all night composing my first song. How did it sound as the month went on when people were writing about the experience?
More and more frantic and desperate. In the past week, the activity on the blogs has just skyrocketed as people announcing that they're done or announcing the latest catastrophe to befall them or something that's gone wrong with their equipment. This morning, folks who are within driving distance of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, were encouraged to drop off their CDs to us in person. We had almost 100 people come through the door this morning, just between 9 and noon. One guy was deeply apologetic. He said he would have been there earlier. He hadn't meant to sleep at all, but he fell asleep on his keyboard for an hour, and that held him up.
I want to bring Bob Boylan into this conversation. He directs our program. He also hosts NPR's All Songs Considered. And Bob, you were part of this RPM challenge. How'd
it
go?
And I have to direct tonight.
That's
I got as little sleep as all those other people. It went incredibly well. I found this more than just about making music, and it had to do with how you deal with your life and how you deal with deadlines in life. And everyone I talked to about this who did it thought the same thing.
It is. The deadline seems to be a kind of magic. I think a deadline helps anyone get their work done. The challenge is to record 10 songs or 35 minutes of original material in 28 days. We encourage people to also write it in February, but it's not absolutely required. The main thing is that it be new material that's recorded. One exception that I really enjoyed was a man who said that the songs were 30 years old. He had written these songs in the 70s and never done anything with them. And because of the RPM challenge, his son told him about it, and it gave him an excuse to finally sit down and develop these songs and record them and produce them and put them on CD.
So they've just been sitting there all that time.
Yeah.
Bob, let's listen to some of what your band came up with for this challenge.
Emptied all my pockets.
This was the one song that I couldn't figure out what to do with. And this was 2 days before the challenge was about to end, and there was my favorite piece of music, but I hadn't added anything to it. I thought, what could I do? And the wonderful thing about the deadline is I just thought, I have to do something completely out of character. And what's out of character for me would be putting a horn section on a tune. And the horns worked.
Now, Dave Karlotsky, at the end of March, March 30th, you're going to have a listening party. How does that work?
The listening party is going to start at the Music Hall here in Portsmouth. We're going to get everybody who wants to come here. We're going to get them all together in one room. And then we're going to fan out across the city, and we're going to have six simultaneous venues all playing tracks from the completed CDs. If you can't make it here to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, you'll be able to log on and listen to the music wherever you are and hopefully throw your own party and just celebrate all of this music that was created.
Well, Dave Karlotsky and Bob Boylan, welcome to March, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave Karlotsky is an organizer of the Record Production Month Challenge, and Bob Boylan is the director of our program and host of NPR's All Songs Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.